South Central. Inside the 18-yard box. Early cross. Far post. Goal!
Soccer.
Southampton lead by 3-1. And a season of misery plumbs new depths for Chelsea.
7 games overnight, 1 upset, 23 goals. Quite an unbelievable night. And yes, the questions have been asked, aren't they? Jose Mourinho and his team at the moment not quite firing. Let's check in with Adam Jackson from 442 Magazine, always with us here on Sunday Sports Central to take a look at the great EPL action. Good afternoon, Adam.
Good afternoon, Brett. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Good to talk to you. Southampton, 3-1 at Stamford Bridge. Take us through just the trials of Chelsea at the moment.
Yeah, the terrible start to the season continues. It doesn't look like it's going to be an easy retention of the Premier League, and it was a typical Chelsea performance of what we've grown to expect from them this season. They actually came out looking pretty good, and they went 1-0 up, but then Southampton just came from behind, and the Southampton attack was just absolutely sensational. He played a bit of the game from last night. Graziano Pella, the number 9 for Southampton, was brilliant. He was dropping in deep. He was linking up the play. He was making John Terry and Gary Cahill look like amateurs. And that has been the issue of Chelsea so far this season. You know, everyone's pointing at their defence, saying that it's terrible, and it is. It's woeful from what we've grown to expect of Chelsea in previous seasons, and Jose Mourinho's teams more so. This defence is, you know, unrecognisable.
Mm.
But as we say, it's Southampton. You've got to hand it to them. Their forward line is so exciting to watch. It's quick. It's dynamic. With Pella leading the line up top, he is, he's for a number 9 and for a goal scorer, he's so unselfish, but then clinical when the chance comes to him. So, Southampton looking very good, even though they've not started as well as they did last season. But, you know, to beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge is always good. But, yeah, Mourinho, the solid foundations of that Chelsea team and squad are very quickly crumbling, and it's very very worrying for him and Chelsea.
It's quite an amazing table. I mean, to see them in 16th spot, you have to look and blink about 3 times and just digest that. I mean, when does it get to a stage where we start thinking this is critical? I mean, they're 10 points already behind Man City. I mean, there's a lot of games to be played, 38 game season, we're only 8 games in, but when does it get to a stage where you think, gee, they mightn't be able to make up the ground here?
Yes, well, I suppose the one thing that's in their favour is that this season, more than most that I can remember, everyone's beating everyone. So 10 points gap after 8 games, and they've only won 2 games. So City aren't, they're a bit ahead, but as you said, 30 games left in the season. There is still a long way to go, but. Yeah, I think Mourinho is looking more and more nervous about his position in the club, and even came out at the end of the game yesterday saying that he wants the bosses to kind of believe in, trust in him, and hope he doesn't lose his job. So, I'd be surprised if they make a knee jerk reaction and get rid of Mourinho at least in the next month or so, but yeah, he's running out of games to sort of prove himself, really.
We're a bit short on time, but the other big feature result overnight, Man City destroying Newcastle, foot of the table, 20th spot. They are really languishing. Man City top, and they destroyed them.
Yeah, and if you look at the table, City at the top, Newcastle at the bottom, it might not come as that much of a surprise, but City have been far from convincing over the last few weeks. They've been off the back of two Premier League defeats, and Newcastle came out the blocks looking really good. They went 1-0 up, and they were by far the better team. And it took took 5 goals from Sergio Aguero, who was brilliant in the space of 20 minutes. And then a couple of goals, Newcastle's head just went down, and they just don't look like they've got any desire to win. And Chelsea, a couple of passes to go their way, and a very nice couple of goals, and their confidence is back behind them.
Yeah, they were great. Sunderland 2-0 with West Ham. Norwich City went down to Leicester City 2-1. Bournemouth and Watford played a 1-1 draw. Aston Villa went down to Stoke City 1-0. Everton to take on Liverpool. Swansea v Tottenham. Arsenal v Manchester United. Always a big one to come later tonight, early tomorrow morning. Our time, of course, you can check out 442's A-League season preview. Their issue is out now. Adam, we'll talk more in depth next week. But right now, Chelsea, they are just about cactus. And he's going to need to, the special one's going to need to produce something very special. We'll wait and see. It's an interesting season ahead. Thanks, Adam.
Indeed. Cheers, bro.
Adam Jackson, 442 Magazine, looking at the EPL action from overnight.